Welcome everybody to Cup with Gup on this September 27, 2021, a fine Monday morning in Norman, Oklahoma. Coming off a big week for the community, for the providers we have, the tools, everything. It was a awesome week across the board. Looking forward to a good night tonight with the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles. Always a great game. Should see a lot of scoring. Should be a fun showdown slate as well. If you would like to join a very hot community right now, use the code CUP. Get 15% off any package, and that includes a 7-day free trial. It's a great time to try us out. NFL tools are on point. The lineup optimizer, our green machine, is as good as it's ever been with some updates last week as well. All the content has been fire pretty much across the board. So now's a good time to come check us out. A lot of winners, a lot of screenshots put out there over the weekend. So appreciate all the support there. It means a lot to us. Subscribe to us on YouTube right now. Hit the like button for me and tell me your favorite captain tonight. I will be doing giveaways like I do almost weekly. That is one way to get in. And then rate and review us on iTunes. When we have big weeks or big events come up, those are the first two things I look at when trying to pull some free winners. On Underdog right now, use the code GUP, G-U-P. Get a free $10 when you deposit $10. They got the best balls going for NBA and NHL, if you are into that. I know there's been chatter in the GC Warrior Room Slack channel on NBA already. I'm sure there's some on NHL as well. Obviously, they're well known for their football best balls, NFL. So go check that out if you want. Then they got the Monday Night Brawl tonight. If you want to get in there, $5 to enter, only 5.6K entries, 25,000 in prizes. So if you deposit 10 bucks, you get a free 10 bucks. You can throw four entries into that right there if you'd like to. Great app. Go check that out. All the links are in the audio podcast as well, or go to gupscorner.com/affiliates. College football remains hot for us. Bobby was hot. He took down second in the 333 on Saturday. We had a lot of subs. Also crush. Lots of great green screens on Saturday. Ryan crushed NASCAR again on Saturday. I was tied up with NFL last night and obviously sweating the Ryder Cup stuff. I didn't see how they did yesterday, but he's been on fire as of late. Ryder Cup was a smash for the community. I took down the $200 single entry. I was second in the, I think it was a $44 or $33. At the second best lineup in the big one, the 100K. There was a six-way tie for first. So it went from like, I think it was like those six split like 38,000 or something like that. And then the next set of ties, which is what I was in seventh, was like $700. So huge swing there dropping. But you're going to, in those big ones, you're going to have duplicates on the $200 single entry. I think I won by like 40 points or something. It was a blow away. So, great week for the community. Worked hard for it. A lot of work was put into it. So I'm glad to see it pay off for all you guys. Those special events will continue to always have an edge, I believe. So I'm glad it went well. NFL betting for me yesterday was 4-0. Had a lot right on a lot of correct stuff on the DFS side. None of my lines just kind of came together as I wanted them to. Had some runners last night in showdown, but didn't quite profit. The article was fire, though. I talked about Devontae Adams being my favorite play. I said I think the Packers win, but worst case, it's a late game, almost where the last person that gets the ball wins. It's exactly what happened. High scoring. I liked the over last night, so that article went well. Hopefully, we can. I just posted the premium article out for tonight's game. We'll go through some of my favorite plays and thoughts here in just a minute. NFL tools received great feedback on all the updates we did last week. They are looking awesome. Simply one of the best values in the industry, in my opinion. Everything you get with our full package. We don't break it out by sports. We don't, nickel and dime you on other niche sports. You pay one price, you get everything. NASCAR, UFC, golf, NBA, NFL, college football. Our lineup optimizer is built for all that as well. you know, the stacking ability, everything we can do inside that thing has just been awesome. I had so much great feedback from the community, so appreciate it. Enhanced our algorithms and stuff for the optimizer last week. We've seen some great feedback on that as well, so I appreciate it. Lions that stick out for me early for week three. Lions plus three at the Bears. Again, this is first look. I like to do these on Monday. Tonight after the game, I'll kind of get the power rankings. Have them pretty much ready, you know, because there's only one game left. But we'll go through those tomorrow on Cup with Gup and then kind of readjust, see where we're at. But I mean, we'll see what happens with the whole quarterback situation. I like the Lions plus three. As an early lean, played well. Obviously, heartbreaker losing the NFL record 66-yard touchdown or 66-yard field goal to the Ravens. But they're fighting. They're playing in every game, and Chicago looks like they're struggling on offense. Early look ahead, I like it, but I want to see where they go at quarterback. If they go back to Dalton, I definitely like it more. I feel like they need to just, if they're going to stick with Phil, stick with them and let him grow. But I'm kind of watching that. It's just one that sticks out to me early. Titans minus 7.5 to Jets. I could see that easily. It's already went through the number 7, so I could see it getting up to like 9 or something. If you like it early, that's probably one to take a look at. Feeling a little bit more comfortable releasing early. I did last week. We went 4-0. I think I lost a Thursday night game, so 4-1 total. But my Sunday games were 4-0 because we're not seeing just a massive amount of these COVID cases or last minute. It's still a risk, but it's not at, doesn't see as, you know, on top of everything or you know, so many big key players last minute like we were last year. So I am wanting to jump on value like I traditionally do and did last week a little bit earlier, but all these are just first looks that I like. Colts plus 1.5 to Dolphins. I can see that as somewhat of an overreaction. We'll see how Wentz is doing. I assume he'll, you know, he played last week, so it should be good to go. But I could see Colts getting that win. I like that plus 1.5 number. We'll keep an eye on that one. Then both the teams tonight, I have interest in their games next week, kind of depending on what we see tonight. But Eagles minus 4.5 at the Panthers. Cowboys minus 4.5 at the Panthers. I could see being on the Cowboys next week. Panthers getting a little hype, but they've been playing good. But I think they could struggle to keep up with Dallas, especially if McCaffrey's out. Eagles plus 6 playing the Chiefs. I'll see how tonight looks. I could see arguments on both ways there. If Eagles are a competitive night or even win, Chiefs, if people go way too far the other side that, hey, they're 1-2, they suck. Even though, you know, but you could argue many different ways there. They could be 0-3, right? If Cleveland doesn't fumble a punt, I could see them being 0-3. I could see them being 3-0. I mean, they barely lost the games that they did lose, so that's an interesting line to me. And both of them I have my eye on, kind of seeing what I see tonight. I want to see what the trenches look like for both teams. I think that's an important piece as well. And then the last one that sticks out to me is Seahawks plus 3. I kind of like that line early heading into next week. Tonight we get the Cowboys at Eagles. We have Dallas minus 4, over under 52. Implied team totals, Cowboys 28, Eagles 24. Only kind of questionable person that, and he really hadn't seen the field much with Gainwell there now, is Boston Scott. So nothing we're too much worried about. I like the number Vegas put out there. I lean the Cowboys covering, but I think they could push. I have my prediction 31-27, Dallas. I do like the over in that situation. That gets 58 points to a 52 total. No real, you know, game time decisions that we're waiting on or big value that's going to open up. Dallas a little banged up on defense. What's new? So, you know, it brings a lot into play. You have two offenses that can score, and you have, you know, two great running or quarterbacks, both rushing upside. Hurts probably a little more than Dak right now. Dak hasn't showed the want to as much as he normally did. Coming off the injury, that, you know, obviously we expect that. And then you get four running backs who potentially could all score in this game. Both teams should be able to run the ball fairly decent. You get Zeke and Pollard, obviously, and then Gainwell and Miles Sanders. wide receivers, you know, obviously Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb are the top, but you know, Cedric Wilson's there with Gallup out. Tight ends are in play, but they're splitting. Schultz is actually on the field a little bit more. I did a full breakdown, actually showed all the market share numbers and the red zone numbers for both the teams tonight. If you want to go check that out on the premium site, you know, both teams right now are preferring the pass in the red zone. Dallas is at 65% in the red zone passing compared to rushing. The interesting thing to me, I think, you know, it'll be, you know, kind of see how the industry is and where we think leverage could be had tonight. But I think Pollard could be popular, but, you know, he's only seeing 28% of the snaps, where Zeke is still seeing 78%. He just hasn't had that break. Okay. He's also got 4 targets, 4 reception. Pollard 7 for 7, 60 yards. But I think the perception right now is that Pollard's just as involved as Zeke. And I don't really see that. And for only $800 more, I definitely think I'd like Zeke if going that route. Gainwell's a lot closer to Sanders than Pollard is to Zeke as far as snaps. You know, Gainwell's getting up there close to 35% and Sanders at 66%. Sanders still the better play, but the price difference allows for that. I think Sanders is 8K base price and Pollard is 5K. I mean, Gainwell is 5K. So where you got an $800 difference between Zeke and Pollard, you got a $3,000 difference, making Gainwell a little bit more attractive there of trying to go to the secondary running back and maybe, you know, get us a touchdown. Gainwell also, but they both, Pollard and Gainwell both have capabilities to break one. So they are live tonight for sure. I just think for the price savings, and you're gonna be trying to fit scrubs in. I mean, not scrubs, you're fit these studs in tonight. And I think that's the biggest kind of question mark is, okay, do you pay down somewhere so you can try to get as much of Hurts, Dak, whether you go Cooper or Lamb or both? Devontae Smith is going to be a highly owned person. He's clearly Jalen's favorite target, but Rager's there. Watkins is there. They both have upside. Watkins can take the top off of defense. So definitely some options there if looking to pay down. Hurts is probably, you know, I think he'll be higher owned than Dak at the captain. He's $300 cheaper at the captain price. And I think he has just as much upside scoring, if not more. But you could get a good ownership discount on Dak at the captain spot. I don't, you know, you never know, but it'd be hard for me to see too many scenarios tonight where you have an optimal lineup that doesn't have both of them in it. Whether they're both in the flex, one's in the captain, one's in the flex, vice versa. I think they're both going to be up there tonight. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee for sure, but I'd be looking to try to get them in. You know, I think the pay down options are alive to fit more of these guys. You know, if you want to go Devontae Smith, who's cheaper, a little more risk reward there at captain. But, you know, I certainly don't hate that. I think the other decision people will look at is CeeDee Lamb or Cooper or both if they try to think, if you think Dallas is going to route them. And I think CD may be a little less owned because he's cheaper. I mean, he's more expensive. You know, so Cooper probably the more, if people are just picking one, I think more go with Cooper to save a little bit of money. Leans me to like Lamb a little bit more. They're both great. Both probably can have great games. We've seen that already this year. I think Dallas will throw. I don't know. I got this a gut feeling for me is that Zeke could have a really good game tonight. I think both running games could be great tonight. My only fear of like laying an official bet on the over was that if they both run the ball well, clock off, maybe not as many possessions as normal, but Dallas likes to move the ball and one of the high, you know, more plays ran in a game, one of the top 25% in the league. So I don't hate going that route. And I think it's going to go over. I think they're both going to score well. You know, so I want as many pieces of these as I can get. You know, and I even think tight ends have good matchups. So Goddard and tight end at Dallas, it's a little more question mark because they're both on the field a lot. Schultz does have a little more of the snap advantage, but you're paying $1,800 more base price for him. I think some people may jam Jarwin in and hope for a, you know, one-off touchdown type deal, especially MME stuff. Kickers, I think, are alive. I don't really love them a whole lot in this high scoring environment, but last night we saw last play of the game, Crosby sneaks into the optimal lineup. with the 51-yarder. So you get the bonus points there for over 50 yards. He gets in at the last minute. Before that, there wasn't a kicker in the optimal. So a little risky, but, you know, it's possible. We just saw it last night. I do like paying down for Gainwell tonight. I think he's a good option to fit some pieces in. I don't know if I can get captain with him. Unless I felt like he's been averaging 34% of the snaps. If we feel like he's going to could get closer to 40 and it's an uptick, he's on the uptick, maybe sneak 45. I doubt it. 40% at his captain price. If you're doing MME, I think he's a great option to do some flyer captains, get a little bit different builds. But I do think he's a good piece for your overall player pool tonight. Should be a great game. Full breakdown and my favorite picks, my favorite captains and all that is on the site. Go check it out. My monkey knife fight picks have been pretty good this year. Let's keep it rolling tonight. 100% match up to $100 deposited. Use the code GUPS, G-U-P-S. Link is in the audio or go to gupscorner.com/affiliates or monkeyknifefight.com and just use that code. You'll get a free $100, up to a free $100 when you deposit up to $100. My first one is the TD dance option. It pays four times your money. And I'm going Zeke, Devontae Smith, and CeeDee Lamb. All three of those combined for over 2.5 touchdowns tonight. I love that one. That gets us 4X the money. And my second one is more or less pays us 3.6X our money. And I like CeeDee Lamb over 85.5 yards and Devontae Smith over 59.5 yards. So those are my two Monkey Knife Fight plays tonight. Go check them out. If you haven't deposited with them yet, use GUPS, G-U-P-S, get a free $100 and make a play on one of those tonight. PGA is back to a regular event, the Sanderson Farms Championship. I will have full breakdown on the Smash Factor per usual later on this afternoon or Tuesday morning. Pretty good event. You know, top of the board, Sam Burns, Zalatoris are co-favorites, 16-1. You got Garcia, Sungjae at 18, Corey Connors at 22, Siwoo at 28, Cam Davis. Then we start getting to 33-1, and you got Cam Davis, Cameron Tringali, Charlie Hoffman, HV3, Bradley, and then Mito all at 33, and it goes down for there. Initial odds reactions for me, I'll give you five plays here that I like. Then we will go into depth on the Smash Factor, and then official cards will start, plays will start rolling out later today or tomorrow. See if we can keep this rolling. We're 2 for 2 on making profit on PGA DFS as well this year on the new season, the 2021-2022 season. So looking forward to breaking down the Sanderson Farms Championship later. My five that I like out the gate, I like Mito at 33-1. He's pretty popular. I bet that number comes down quick. So if he's a guy you like, you may want to jump it. I like Gooch at 40-1. I've talked about how I think he could have a good rise this year. I like Pendrith, one of the rookies, 66-1. Thigali is a good long shot that I like, 125-1. He could be a possible like top five, top 20 type bet. And then Alex Smalley is a guy I like a lot out of college as well. Duke guy, 150-1. Like him playing in the DFS world as well. We'll see what the pricing looks like in a little bit. That's it for Monday. We will have, like I said, Smash Factor out later today or Tuesday morning. Kind of see how that goes for the fall. Mondays are kind of your recap and your build. Are you getting everything going? Really depends on when pricing comes out and stuff. I still like to get them out on Monday afternoons. We're back to regular schedule this week. Normal Thursday start, so no crazy tweaks there. Come join us. Great week. I put a lot of the screenshots we were sent up on the at Gups Corner Twitter from the community. Join today. Use code CUP. You get 15% off. That includes a 7-day free trial. No risk trial. If you don't like it after 7 days, I understand. You can leave. You never see a charge. So it's a good time to come check us out. Appreciate it. I'll be back later with the Smash Factor. Hope you have a blessed Monday and good luck on Monday Night Football Showdown. Thanks.